listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, you're listening to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton, and we have a very special guest this hour. It's Tommy Usury Free Kennedy, and he has been involved in the Usury Free Monetary Movement for a very, very long time. I believe some at least 20 years. And I think that once we all delve into this topic, we'll come to realize it's not what the backing of the currency is, whether it's paper, gold, silver, digits, or whatever. Ultimately, if it's created as a debt with interest, it's mathematically unsustainable. That is the problem. The exponential debt grows. So what do we do from here? We need to create alternative systems that do work and are benevolent. And the more local, the better. This is an enormous power. And the more distributed and local it is, the better off for the people. And it will serve their interest because, in fact, it is they that supply the commercial energy, which makes any monetary system valuable. So Tommy Usury Free Kennedy is basically going to come on today, and we're just going to talk about a variety of systems. First of all, there's a lot of direct marketing systems that that's one methodology of combining a usury-free system where you basically add credits. And that's similar in many ways to like a frequent flyer system. Those are just credits or vouchers that are created by the airlines, and those vouchers aren't only just good for just airfare. They're good for all sorts of things. When you open up that Delta Sky Miles book, it's all kinds of stuff in there. And so anyway, that's the point. And this is a means by which where we can create credits and reward use and reward particular activities. Over the weekend, I was reading about a local currency system in Japan where they've created to incentivize the payment and compensation of people who do hospice care or just elderly care. And they pay them at the rate of, you know, if you just do deliveries for them, you would get paid 1 hour per hour. If you do cleanings, which is a very kind of a customary thing for them, you'd get 2 hours an hour. So these are all different systems where we can reward behavior that helps. You know, we basically articulate what we want, what we value, and then derive a currency system that rewards that action. It's a currency of love or a currency of karma currency, a couple ways to view it. So in addition to that, we're going to be talking about Usury Free Week, which comes up in November. I can't remember the dates, but Usury Free Week is a week for us to spotlight these different usury free systems, compare them, use what serves us and adapt it, and something that's not serving us, you can drop it. And We will be right back with Tommy Usury Free Kennedy.
That are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall, because
hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution.
Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or reba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or reba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, because it's going to be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsters. Those the devils from Wall Street banks.
You're listening to Mountain Hours Evil Ocean Radio. We are trying to evolve the monetary system to make sure that it serves the people. And Tommy Usury Free Kennedy has been doing that for decades. Tommy, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
I'm here in Ottawa, Ontario, in Canada, eastern part of Canada.
All right. Can you hear me, Tommy?
I can hear you now.
Okay, excellent. All right, well, again, if you give us a quick background of basically, you know, your activism within the usury-free movement, that would be great.
Okay, well, it was early 1980s when I first learned about the LEP system that had been created by Michael Linton in British Columbia, and that had been, that particular piece of software was the first piece of software in this modern age that had been used for bartering and trading. And then I met John Trammell shortly after that, and I know that John helped Michael Linton finance that initial LET system software. And as that spread around the world in the 1980s, there was a lot of net systems in Canada, USA, Australia, New Zealand, and parts of Europe. But since the first net system in the 1980s, the whole usury-free community currency movement has been evolving, and there's been hybrid softwares made up and many additional softwares, and certainly the movement is on a roll as we progress into this 21st century.
And can you articulate, because, you know, typically it seems like when I woke up to the monetary corruption, and I'm generally a libertarian as well, which means I just believe in the non-aggression principle, but can you articulate why the thought of basically commodity money doesn't serve the people?
You're talking about the usury-based debt money that we all have to deal with right now?
Well, no, commodity money, why that doesn't serve the interest of the people.
I'm not quite sure what you're defining as commodity money.
Gold, silver.
Gold, silver. Well, first of all, one of the chief reasons is if I'm living on an island and there's no gold in my island, then commodity money is not much good to me. And I also my understanding is that the same money powers that control the debt money have also got their finger on the gold and silver, and they have a lot of control over that too. And so there's nothing better, I think, than our own local currencies, which is backed up by our honor and our integrity and our labor, and can be used for local trading. It's just much more friendly for a community than dealing with commodities like gold and silver.
Yeah. Well, just like you're saying, if you're that island that didn't have the particular commodity, you know, gold. Gold was the international monetary system, and you know, if your island didn't have gold, you'd have to borrow it at interest by the same cabal that's in power right now.
That's
the usury would get you. You would default and lose your sovereignty.
Absolutely. Usury is a killer machine that steals from those who have little. It steals more from them.
So we were having a discussion about, you know, online, about different systems that are in existence right now. And just with your research and your interaction with many different groups out there, what would you say the most, you know, as a percentage of the population, let's say, within that local community, that is like one of the most successful systems out there?
Well, my own experience and research says the most successful and long-lasting system is the Ithaca Hour system in Ithaca, New York, which was initially launched by Paul Glover in 1991, and it's still functioning, 21 years later. There's a pretty successful one in Calgary, Alberta, in Canada, called Calgary Dollars, as a local currency out there. But I'm certainly very partial to the promotion of the time currency as the ultimate one that's got the potential to be used locally and nationally and internationally. And that's simply because 1 hour of time has 60 minutes, no matter where you live on this planet Earth. So I think a usury-free time currency is the one that we should focus on for development in the future.
Yeah, it makes it difficult to, you know, we want to be careful. Right now we're suffering from deflation, where people don't have enough money. And we also want to be careful not for inflation. So what's good about an hour or a time-based system is everybody knows that unit of value, whereas it's hard to transfer between a dollar and a yen and a mark. You know, what's the difference? You know what I mean? But if we all use the same hour, you know, there's certain ways you can corrupt that, certainly, but at least it gives you a basis that we can all agree on.
Yeah, it's clean. And just for observation's sake, I've noticed that in the United States of America, these communities are relying on $10 American as the value for one basic hour of unskilled labor, which is how I define it, you know. And in Canada, we've got communities up here which have used $12, because there's a little exchange rate difference, has been over the years, okay? But it doesn't really matter whether it's $10 U.S. or $12 Canadian. We can still trade 1 hour back and forth. And do the calculations that you make your half hour, your quarter hour, your third hour, You can make a two-hour note. You can even make a 3 or 4 hour note. So it doesn't matter what it is. We can break up the change and make the exchanges. Whether the value of the hour is $10 US or $12 Canadian, or something in British pounds or francs or German marks or whatever. As long as we got a baseline to go by, we can negotiate the trades.
So the purpose of the difference there then is when you're converting the hour from one, Canada to United States and vice versa, is to make up for the exchange rate between the two that are in Canadian dollars versus US dollars?
Yeah, that's the way, what's been going on in the 80s, 90s up to the present time, because the exchange rate was about the same. $10 US was worth about $12 Canadian. It's closer now. This last year, the ratio is not that far apart. But regardless, it still works. You can still trade your hour for your hour.
And I mean, ultimately, if we're on an hours only system, there wouldn't need to be a difference between the rate at all.
No, there wouldn't need to be. No, because you're straight hour of time. And people, some people sometimes don't understand this, but I just say, if you're a doctor and you've gone to medical school and you're performing a brain operation, then if you're worth 20 hours for your 1 hour of work, then we'll pay 20 hours for your 1 hour of work as a doctor. You understand? It doesn't matter what it is. The 1 hour baseline is for 1 hour of basic unskilled labor. So depending on your education and depending on your profession, you just multiply by whatever factor suits the market rate for your service or your product.
Absolutely. I was just looking at different systems out there that are virtual, and I think there's a direct marketing system that you were involved with, and basically trying to move the usury-free movement and in its being applied within the direct marketing realm. Can you describe that for us?
Yeah, well, the direct marketing element of sales and marketing that we're referring to is sometimes called multi-level marketing or network marketing. And that's an interesting industry to watch, okay, because it's becoming more and more popular. That industry was birthed way back in the early 1950s. Many people know of the Amway Corporation as one of the pioneers of that marketing structure, but it's been evolving ever since, and it's a very, very pure form of marketing if it's done with honor and integrity. And the point of what it is that when you're in that marketing structure, you have access to a product at a wholesale price, and there's a retail price. So my pitch has been to people in that industry to buy the product at the wholesale price, and when you're marketing in your local community, then you're going to need cash because you still got to pay your wholesaler cash at this point in time. But you can take your retail markup in any form of usury-free community currency. That's been my pitch to people, and the people in the industry that listen do understand it, but it would be ideal if we could get a corporation, like one of these network marketing corporations, come on board, and if they could offer their product right from source for a portion of community currency and a portion of cash, then they could pay their commissions in the same ratio and everybody who participates would be a winner. Anyway, I still think that somebody in that industry will pick this idea up and move with it because it's very powerful and we could teach a lot of people very fast in that industry.
Yeah, they already have in those, I've been a participant in some of those. They never really made any money in them, but they are... they're really good educational systems to teach people, about how to go into business for themselves, how to market, how to do sales. So they're good systems for education.
Absolutely. Just a note of interest. I've been in that industry since 1979, and I've been watching that industry along with the usury-free community currency movement at the same time. And I've always said this ability to see how they could be twinned together for mutual benefit. And one of the things we decided to do back in the late 1990s, my friends and I who work in these circles, we decided to drop the name multi-level marketing or network marketing because it has some negative connotations and misunderstanding. And as somebody told me one time way back, if you want to change something, you got to change the language. So we changed it to self-directed income, or SDI for short. We can pick that up after the advertising. I see it's coming up.
It's, yeah, if I could, yeah, we'll be right back after this message.
Circulation, that's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running deep.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Thank you for tuning in to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. We are joined with Tommy Usury Free Kennedy. And Tommy, I was just out of curiosity, in a given week or a given month on average, how many hours a week do you donate toward this cause by posting or, just spreading the word about this solution?
Oh, Wayne, Since I started in this movement in the early 1980s, it's been like 30 years now, I've donated countless thousands of hours of time into this movement. I probably did thousands of hours of time, yes, since I started doing this. I suppose at the present time, I'm probably donating easy 10, 15 hours a week, just in researching and posting stuff and spreading the word. And then there's a whole lot of background research that I do also. So yeah, it's a personal passion for me.
And normally something that's a personal passion like that, that's deeply rooted into your psyche or your spirituality. Can you express like why is this so meaningful as a solution for the betterment of mankind?
Well, I guess those of us who are fortunate enough to understand how our orthodox system of usury-based debt money is really functioning, when you actually grasp how it's functioning and how we as the debtors are being always subservient to the creditors and paying them usury or interest, and when you see how that function works, and when you find out that the banking cartels never create the interest portion of the loans or mortgages that they supposedly give to us, then you start to wake up. And then when you find out that this community currency, whether it's time currency or otherwise, it's free of usury, or what I say, usury free, then you find out how really uplifting it is and how empowering it is for us to use. Because when you take out the function of usury on any money system, everybody then who's participating can experience peace and prosperity and abundance. And it's the function of usury that keeps us in the mode of poverty and scarcity and lack.
Yeah. And so that, like, there's that mathematic domination that's created through the usury aspect. And then the other advantage that is just the whole idea is, because we're creating this system locally, it supports local businesses as opposed to the top-down system. Everything gets sourced nationally first, and then if some money trickles to the bottom, whereas this system, with Mountain Hours, for instance, it's the currency only works at local businesses.
There's an expression called the velocity of money, and that's how much it moves around in the local community. And that's what's so great about Mountain Hours or any local usury-free time currency. It picks up a velocity of moving around in the local community. Whereas if you go to a giant retail corporation, the money's out of the store the next morning and gone to some other place, you know, and they pay minimum wage, so very minimum stays around and the rest of it's gone. But if you're dealing in a community currency and you give it a high velocity in your local area, then it's everybody who's participating is winning.
Yeah. One of the things they talk about in order to increase that velocity is demurrage. Mountain Hours doesn't have that, but that was something that was used in the Miracle of Wurgle. I don't like the idea of the decaying money, but I do like the idea of incentivizing it. So one of the things that we're looking at doing with Mountain Hours is, once it goes virtual, is to create like frequent user credits, so that both the vendor and the spender would get a credit for their increased use of the currency. So we're looking to try to increase that velocity, just like you're talking about.
I don't like the demurrage model either, okay? I don't think we need to focus on the demurrage model. Just the fact that these community currencies, if you look at it from both sides, you're paid no interest if you're positive, and if you're charged no interest when you're negative, then you don't have any motivation to hoard it and share it, like we do with our federal cash. So you got to have a little bit of a mind shift in the whole thing, okay? Because if we have the power to create it, based on our integrity and our honesty and our products and services we offer, then we don't have to worry about hoarding it. We don't have to be saving it like we had to save our federal cash. And when people
change
mindset, it's
just like you're
mindset.
Saying with the federal money basically creates the usury creates a scarcity mentality. We've just been under the system for so long that it's just hard to even conceive where we can have money in abundance.
Yeah, it's hard for the ordinary citizen to understand that. I know. Yeah.
It's a big paradigm shift. So it's but what does happen with Mountain Hours is we actually went and visited one of our vendors on Saturday, and he's been a member for 2.5 months, and he hasn't spent any of his currency yet at all.
No way, but he's taken some in, eh?
Yes. So I just
we need in this case, Wayne, we need what we call systems operators. And these barter clubs, these commercial barter clubs that have been around in the 80s and 90s up to the present time, they have staff that actually call and say, what are you looking for? And then they try
yeah,
to...
Yeah, that makes sense. We will be right back after this break.
And erratic behavior, water full of chemicals, leaks all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without the reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without the reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
When any entity is permitted to charge usury as the form of money creation or lending, eventually that group, that cabal, the usurers, will eventually garner the sovereignty of that society. And it's essential that we change that. It's there are so many symptoms to this underlying cause. And we are joined with Tommy Usury Free Kennedy to help expose some of that and present some solutions. And, you know, I've been active in this cause for maybe 3 years. Tommy, you've been doing this for 30, is that right?
32 years. I just figured I've done at least a minimum 1,000 hours a year. So I put 32,000 hours into this movement in the last 32 years.
Well, they make that there's a saying that says if you study anything, any topic, for a total of 10,000 hours, it makes you an expert in that topic.
Oh, I don't know what an expert, but certainly we've got some experience anyway, and we've had our finger on the pulse for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. So What I think is important for people to understand is I even have, we were just talking about, what did you call them, system operators who call around and then check in to see what those individuals need so that you can continue the flow because there's a blockage.
If you could find somebody local that you could pay with Mountain Hours, you could get them on the phone and they could phone up the businesses and ask the business owners what service or product they're looking for. And then you make an effort to, you know, go out and either sign up a new business or find one already listed and connect them. Because these business owners that are joining this, they have to be like led and taught how to use this to their benefit. It's just something new for them.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, you know, we get, you know, calls on like some really basic stuff, just like, you know, it's denominated in time. So we have a 2-hour note and, yes. We had somebody thinking that was $2, not $20.
Oh yeah.
So it's all over the website, but nonetheless, it's the sort of thing that people digest information in different ways. And sometimes to actually on our side, we need to get a more proactive with getting those blockages opened.
The education is very important. We almost need a usury-free university to. You know, when McDonald's came on the market back in the 60s, they made a McDonald Hamburger University in Chicago. You're probably aware of that. And everybody, all the franchises went through that university. So we almost need we could put an online university for like usury-free community currency so people can go there and learn stuff because they're just jaded, okay? People are so jaded and they're so skeptical about things and they just got to be coached and educated about how they can benefit from this.
Yeah, it really, what this all comes down to is just all marketing, because we have an idea and we want to market it, and the marketing's real role is to educate the consumer, and, but yeah, I agree with you 100%, it's something, there's just so many things to do.
Yes.
It's amazing that this has all just kind of happened now, that you would think that there'd be this big wealth of information. So when people get active, you can pretty quickly, really, there's so many people that are just stuck working the rat race that they don't even know these other options are out there. And it's one thing to know about them and then a whole nother thing to participate in them or create them. Because your level of knowledge has to go up exponentially as you move along that process.
That's absolutely true. Absolutely true. And the good thing about businesses, though, that I found is a lot of them are conservative businessmen and women, and they start off saying, I'm only going to accept a small percentage because, you know, they're not quite sure how it's going to work. But the point is, I found out in my experience here in Canada, when businesses actually know how it functions and when they actually see they're going to save a couple $100 in federal cash this month, and then when I coach them to take that federal cash and pay off debt, which is growing with usury or interest, then they start to understand it. And then they say, oh, yeah, you know what? Now I understand it. Now I'll raise my ratio from 10% to 20% or 25% because they know what's going on. So I call it the back-end teaching. The back-end teaching about what's happening in the debt money system is a powerful tool when people actually grasp it. Then they come on board and say, yep, I get this now. This is why this is so important.
Yeah, I think that whole idea, and ultimately that's what makes it sustainable as well, is to there's many instances where people think with Mountaineers that they decide not to join because they think they have to take the entire transaction in the form of hours, which that's not sustainable. They would go out of business, and we don't want that to happen. We want their business to get better.
That's true.
So it seemed like it'd be valuable almost to find out whatever the total tax amount is and then make that as like the starting or the maximum point that you could take in hours.
Yeah.
Let's say that was whatever between sales tax and whatever taxes, say it's like 30 or 40%, because all of that needs to be paid in the form of federal money. It really seems like there's an opportunity in a, particularly in a virtual system, where that split of federal money to the local money can be maximized, because it'll that split would be different between, you know, different types of businesses. So, you know, where they have a high cost of wholesale goods, and those wholesale goods can't be sourced locally, you have to pay with the federal cash.
Yeah, you have to accommodate those businesses that got to pay cash for wholesale stuff, because they just can't survive unless they pay their wholesale, unless they can persuade their wholesalers to come on board. And that has happened too, you know. If the businesses are good enough and understand what's going on, they can actually persuade their wholesalers to come on board, and then that they can push it back the next notch. So instead of 30%, they can take 40%, you know. So it's an education thing again.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's almost like you want to do a challenge, like you just say to the whole society, how about everybody just takes 5%? Just start on that side, and then offer that. You know, you could make the case that everybody in the community would get whatever, $100 of the local currency.
Yeah.
If they all agree to take at least 5% and for whatever it is that they do.
You know, the ideal, we could persuade one municipality to jump on board with this. The ideal model would be made by the municipality, who would come forth and say they would take 5 or 10% in property taxes. If any municipality in North America did that, there'd be a success rate that would be followed the next day by all other municipalities. They just think,
yeah, I actually, Robin and I just started to go to some of the local government offices. We're going to go tomorrow, just for that very purpose.
I wrote an article about that a couple of years back called The Innovative Proposal. Anybody can research that. The Innovative Proposal, and you could give yourself some background by the article I wrote about how any municipality could come on board and be a leader in this. Would be awesome.
Yeah, I would think at some point along the way it's going to happen. They're politicians, so for their own elevating themselves to the on a national stage, if they were to do this and voice support for it, it would give them a national voice.
Absolutely.
I had seen myself on with the Brixton Pound, the local government there was taking the local currency as a bonus.
Okay.
So anyway, that's just one example of, I found out about this. This is going on in England. So when it's one thing to try to talk to them and taking like 95% national money and then 5% in the local currency. That's a harder thing for people to adopt than if everybody just got a bonus. So it's in addition to what they already get.
Yeah. The thing about the municipality being a good idea is because municipalities have contracts with local businesses. You know, so if they took in a couple $100,000 of community currency from property taxes, they could just pay it back out to these local businesses who've got contracts with them. So everybody wins, except the banker. And that's very subtle, okay, because up here in Canada, almost every little town that's got a business association, the local bank manager is a part of it, right? And you talk to these ideas, and the counselors will say, yeah, you know, it could work, you know. But then they say, well, they understand that if they were doing a couple $100,000 with this community currency, they wouldn't be floating a bond and getting a bank loan for that amount, right? And they wouldn't pay interest on that amount. And then they'll say back, well, then the local bank might call in one of our other loans because they know what we're doing. So they got fear from the local bankers all the time.
Yeah, I didn't know how that actually works. If a bank can just arbitrarily call in a loan, I've heard of that. Like that's what basically happened during like the Great Depression.
Yeah. They can still do that. It keeps the businesses and the municipalities in fear.
Yeah. Or they just refuse to do another one or whatever the case was. When I went to the local government office here in Dillon. The town manager said to me that he'd have to speak to the lawyer for the town if they'd even be permitted to accept it. So it might be written into their you know, they're all little corporations.
Yeah.
So their corporate bylaws might say that they're not allowed to accept anything other than the form of the national money.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, if I was setting up these governments all over the country into corporations the way the money power did here, that would be one of the requirements that I would put in there.
That they do have to take some community currency.
No, that they have to use exclusively the national money because they're the one that set that whole system up.
Yeah, yeah. If you're looking at it from that point of view, yes. Yeah. But I still say it'll be some rural community that'll probably do it first. Because there's more innovation in rural communities and there's less, farmers, especially farmers. Farmers know about bartering and trading from previous generations, you know. They still got the knack for bartering and trading, and they pick up on this pretty fast.
Let me ask, one of the biggest things that I think about when you look to interchange the systems to local systems, if you had one, you know, that it's a town of 1,000, but they issue $1 million of local currency to themselves, but there's only, let's say there's like 10 participants. So they obviously have over created, when I say $1 million, I mean equivalent in hours.
Yeah.
And then you had another town that was much more conservative. How can you set up to interchange the hours in each of those systems from one system to the next, even though, you know, one kind of inflated their currency and the other one's in a state of deflation?
I don't have an immediate answer for that one. You could probably use the technology, the digital stuff in the future to set it up so that it could be exchanged.
Yeah, that seems like where things go, because we obviously, in order to make this whole thing work and expand, is you want to be able to interchange among the systems. And even though they'd all be, you know, hour denominated, if you had somebody that, you know, a group that purposely, you know, historically, the people in power, they would purposely overproduce usury-free systems in order to destroy their credibility. So that's like a question that always comes to my mind, is how to make the systems interchangeable and make sure that, you know, there's not something done to purposely sabotage the relationships.
Yes, I know. It's very critical. And you always got to look for. You always got to be aware of moles who are looking to sabotage it, because it happens.
Yeah, I mean, literally, it's taking on the most powerful entity on the planet at the most basic core. So you have to expect that sort of thing's going to happen.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things my brain chews on a bunch, is just trying to figure out. Because, in one hand, you want to allow each local system to be autonomous. But then in the next hand, you want to make sure that the interchangeability is there. So how do you merge those two concerns?
Think about this for a minute. You know, in our Orthodox system, all the debt money that's created is our assets that allow the banker to turn around and create the loan or the mortgage. But it's based on our signature on the promissory note, which puts our asset on the line, right? So why couldn't we take some of our assets that are free of any debt in the Orthodox system, and why couldn't we have community currency issued on those assets in our system? Like if I have a piece of property that's free of a mortgage, why couldn't I issue a few thousand hours of community currency on that property? If it's long as it's free in the other system, there's no reason why we couldn't take our assets and turn them over in this system, and that would keep it honest with integrity, because you use the free market as your baseline, and you create your currency based on your assets that you have in, you can offer to the community.
Oh, for sure. I just, out of curiosity, have you seen any local currency systems that have actually loaned money on a house without interest? Where they actually have done that. I know Ithaca did it in order to fund a local credit union expansion for a business situation.
The only
Are you aware?
The only one I know about is a few of those little loans that Ithaca did, but I don't know of any other ones that have done it yet. Not to say that it can't be done, it just hasn't been done yet.
Yeah, yeah, these are all like little, that's like a hurdle that I you know, want to create. Just like you're saying, there's no reason why we can't create interest-free loans for houses or cars or whatever collateral, whatever private property.
Yeah. As long as they're not encumbered in the other system, as long as they're free and clear, there's no reason why we can't do it in this system.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. I always like the phrase that you use quite a bit, usury-free creatives. And once your mind delves into this topic, there's so many different solutions and things that you wish to achieve. It's just... It's hard to focus on any one. Like, it really takes a lot of focus is to channel yourself.
That's why I bring people back to the network marketing industry or the SDI industry, because there's an opportunity there, even if it's a brand new company just coming out of the blocks, you know?
Yeah, we will be right back after this message.
If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universal...
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way cause we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on cause it's gonna be
using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the chili peppers did, and the funky monks are here to repeal the deficit.
It could be good if the people would come together.
You're listening to the usury free group, the Wandering Monks. The Wandering Monks enlightened hip-hop group have actually written usury-free music, and it's going to be coming out shortly on their Jubilee album. Have you heard about that before, Tommy?
I knew they were doing some writing of some usury-free songs, so I'm looking forward to when it comes out.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of their stuff could be... it was interesting. I first found out about them in, like, November or so. But if you go to Reverb Nation, Wandering Monks, they've written music about, you know, about the corruption and all these corrupt systems. Specifically recently, they've written music about, you know, debt jubilee and creating usury-free societies and local currencies. So they're just like all of us. We're all evolving toward this direction. And it's kind of like we're here and we want to fit build systems so that as the people's awareness grows, they'll move away from the false solution of the Rothschild's gold, international gold system, and they'll move toward the correct solution, which is the usury-free systems.
Absolutely. And music is a great way to get the message out there. Absolutely good way for the youth to pick up the message.
Yeah, that would just be, you know, there's so much stuff with Facebook where, you know, we share stuff all the time on Facebook, and basically, it becomes a marketing system. As if we can capitalize on the stuff that we normally do to post, just like you and I post on Facebook quite a bit, and we send emails about these solutions. If we can monetize that so that you're promoting usury-free businesses, and in the meantime, when someone signs up or joins and participates in the usury-free system, that would be a valuable way, because in order to make this expand the way we need it to, we need to be able to monetize our efforts.
Yeah, and you know what? That brings me back to what I said earlier about the SDI industry. Somebody's going to come up with some ideas and use the model from network marketing to make this idea like go viral. You know, it would be it's the ideal industry to make this idea go viral.
Yeah, and what's so powerful is, like, right now money, you know, federal money's scarce. This is a system where we can grow that supply of money and reward people for doing good things, as there's lots of good things that the society needs done. We can reward them and create abundance for everybody. So it's the idea of just developing that system, and then the nature of the internet will kind of take over from there.
It would be fantastic if we could find a network marketing leader who has 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 in his network, who understood what we're talking about, because with one click of a mouse, he could inform his 5,000 people at the same time of what's going on, you know? And out of that 5,000 network, not only are they connected by one product, which they're one company's product, they've also got a spouse likely, and they've probably got teenage or 20s kids, and all of these people have got other services and products to offer. And think of it, if we put that all in one database, what we would have, eh?
That makes sense. We've got a break. We'll be right back in about 3 minutes.
My bank account and my family. This has to be real. It's just a ride. But we always kill those good guys who try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok? But it doesn't matter, because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love.